This is Travis of Campaigns of the Plains. You may know me better as Chats Cats Musin of the D&D Sessions, or Henrietta Kills 100 of our Monster of the Week game. Tune in every Friday for a new episode of our crazy adventures right here on the Campaigns of the Plains channel. Now, back to the game.
Welcome to Campaigns of the Plains, episode number 5. So, let's get right on into it. Who'd like to recap today?
You killed my friend! That's the recap!
Listen.
I think he sacrificed himself, didn't he?
He did.
Nope.
Anybody.
That's the recap.
Reese's
and
Pieces.
Is that the title of the episode?
I remember a title of the episode. I told Christian to write it down.
I didn't write it down,
so I don't know what it was. It could have been.
Okay, I will read you what I have, but again, my notes are kind of confused. I don't know what happened in the last episode. The image sphere was the episode before last, right?
Episode 4.
Okay, Titan was corrupted, and we needed to uncorrupt him, so we went and fought Titan, and
He did eat a kobold at Din,
and then he also yeeted Eric's character, whose name I can't remember right now, because my brain is fried. Asher at Din, and and then we won, and then Reese sacrificed himself so that Titan didn't destroy the city, basically. And then we ran away up some Machina that didn't be there, and I did not write Machina. I did not. That is not how you spell Machina.
Now I'm curious. How did you spell it?
M-A-C-A-N-I-A.
You forgot an H, but it's
pretty close.
Yeah. Macania. Macania. Macania.
Okay, it's pronounced Machina, but spelled Machina.
Machina.
Well, I spelled it like it sounded, because that's how I was taught how to words.
This is the English language. We don't follow any rules.
Barely speak the English language. My friend's Titan.
English degree, folks.
I do. They gave me a degree, but they'll give anyone a degree if you pay $30,000+.
That's all you had to pay?
I went to DSU. Guys, if you want to have a really expensive degree, go to DSU.
You had to pay?
South Dakota.
Fuck you.
My friend's Titan. I have a Titan shard. Garuda is in danger. We have to go save and also
you met the Grand Maester.
You got a fancy sword with 2 gems instead of 1 gem.
It's not the sword, I just got the gem back.
You've kind of just been bullied into working with us.
Yeah, what the fuck.
We all got to make a pact with Hylan. Thank you. For some reason I was thinking Helena.
I thought that now, but I didn't know that was a thing.
Except for Becky, who made a pact with...
You don't know.
Something else.
Probably Christian. That's why it's there.
And if you do hear angry meowing, it's just Hutch. He wants soup.
This is your patron?
Christian won't give Hutch any soup.
What the fuck?
A Kickstarter soup about
chicken. I can hear him meowing.
Hutching for soup.
Screaming.
If we ever get to a point where we live stream, we just have a thing where we can give treats to
give
him.
Treats to Hutch. Get so fat.
Beers for Eric?
Down?
Yeah. Treats to Hutch.
Anyway.
Beers for Eric. Beers for Eric.
Beers for Eric instead. Fair enough. Yeah, there was a little craziness in there, but pretty much got the gist of things. The Guardians are actually looking for you because you overheard a conversation that you should not have lived through seeing what you did.
I didn't hear that conversation, so I'm not
No one did.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he held you back and
did I drink too?
I don't know. I imbibed.
In vogue.
And I invoked and just voked. Vogue. I did lock myself in the bathroom at one point.
Yes, you did. But yeah, anyway. Yes, you overheard that conversation with Joker as he told you to wait behind for a couple of seconds. So you went over here.
Oh, that, yep.
Yep. And then you met the Grand Maester, and he gave almost everybody a little trinket or...
I'm a summoner.
You are a sanctioned summoner.
Sanctioned summoner and not an illegal contraband summoner.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
No, less exciting. Oh. Illegal contraband summoner sounds fun.
If I would have been caught doing illegal summoner stuff, it would have been real bad. Probably. At least excommunication. Maybe death. Who knows?
So far, it seems like you've been encouraged to break the law up until...
Bending? It was bending. It was bending. Oh. Vaguely bending.
Hey, there's no Avatar crossover.
Oh. All right.
Anyway. So... you guys took a secret stairway out of the Grand Maester's apartments to the ground level below, and that is where we stop.
Mm-hmm.
So, where are you guys going?
I guess I'm stuck with you guys. So, what's all this Guardian Blight stuff?
We're here.
Yeah, I hope you know.
Ellie is trying to talk.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm sure it's loud, you know, out here, but she was trying to answer you.
Well, okay. Let go of the ears and just talk.
She looks offended. Stop stroking your ear. My hair. She stops stroking your ear and like lets it go, and it just slowly kind of. I don't really know a whole lot about it, but it's really important.
How do we know this is important?
Well, have you met a god recently? Besides today?
I don't really know how to answer that.
Okay, well. That's why it's important.
Are we sure that we saw a god and it looked more like a giant rock? I think we might have all been drugged.
Where did the drug...
Was it a god, though?
It was something.
Was it a god?
That wasn't unlike a god.
Like, it seemed like a very vivid shared hallucination. That's... All I really know right now is... There are people who are after us, yet we've been told that we are apparently hardened.
Who's after us?
The guardians, I believe, are after us. Isn't that what the Maester said?
But why? But why? We helped.
Well, it seems as though we weren't supposed to really help.
Then why
we were more as a cover for...
They asked for people to help.
Yeah, that was kind of the grand scheme, you know, make it look like they wanted people to help solve this.
The church lied to us?
It's not the church. Also... I mean, can we be all...
Christ himself!
Yeah, it's about that. But real quick, can anyone actually be honest? Have you really known the church to always be truthful to you?
My father never lied.
Can we just find out
that's something to unpack?
I don't even know about this. Like, what's their deal?
Church of the faith?
Recently lied to me until he came to the city. So it's not the church, it's the city. It's corrupted.
Sure. I don't know. I think we should find a place that's quiet. We can sit down and we can rest. Let's talk about this.
I want more of whatever it was that you gave me from the little glass jar.
Yogurt, this time, who didn't follow you down the stairway, just kind of pops up behind you guys and says, why are you still standing around here? The guards are looking for you.
Because right now the guards aren't here. Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah,
but we haven't received our pardon yet.
Yeah, we did.
Not until tomorrow.
Exactly.
Let's just go back to the safe.
Let's just find like a
we can't go to the inn because they know that's where you were all staying.
Well, let's find it.
If they say you eat there.
Oh, we got arrested.
Do you know any other hideouts? Because my lab isn't going to be safe. They're probably going to be watching it.
Well, I assume they'll probably be watching my dad's forge, too.
What about the cubby hole?
There is a cute bar just around the corner. I think there's rooms in the back.
Faces. I want to scream grab it just now.
I hope they're nice there. We should go.
I don't think it's the kind of room that you are expecting.
The cubby hole?
Yeah.
That's where you can find a bear to wrestle.
We should probably go there.
Hey, we're going to the cubby hole.
Cool. Episode 5. Someone's in the cubby hole.
All right. Well, you two would know where the cubby hole is, not the rest of the party. So.
As soon as Becky turns around to like follow you guys, and is no longer looking at Elspeth, she grabs her ears back down.
Becky's a bully.
Just one. She grabs one ear and then she grabs your hand. Grabs your wing, grabs something so she doesn't get lost.
I at one point I feel like we're gonna look over here is gonna be like sucking on your ear, like girls chew on their hair. Who's new?
It was nervous.
Yeah,
right, she's got one. All right, so from the church, you guys have to go back through the inner city. Are you trying to blend into the crowd, or are you just kind of walking?
I guess we would probably know how to navigate back alleys to get to...
I think that's the only way to get to the cubby hole is the back alley.
I think we should definitely stay incognito so that we can lose the trail of these assholes.
You do start to hear like whistles of the cigar now from the front gates of the church.
Well, I think we need to get moving now.
Let's just put up our hoods and cover our faces and make our way as fast as we can.
Oh, please don't kill anyone else.
I didn't kill anybody. Yep.
You certainly tried.
So if you guys are saying incognito, we'll do a group stealth check. So... let's go ahead and have you guys I've got a number in mind. We'll have you guys try to cooperatively try to be anywhere. Click on the D next to it. It should be
I'm not wearing any clothes.
It's good.
Oh. I have the wrong character open.
Really like
wow. I was like, why are you chainmail? I'm a druid.
Well, I want to know who she is.
Dolores Iron's Bellow. It's from a different campaign.
Who dis?
The one I'm cheating on you guys with.
Uh-huh. Oh, that one.
How dare.
How dare.
How dare, Brown Bear. She's... is the motto of the cubbyhole.
Yeah!
I did not know we were doing the cubbyhole. I didn't come up with enough bear puns.
All
right.
Okay, I roll with the disadvantage, though.
Okay. So,
I would here, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
is that stuff? Okay.
Okay.
Well, that was a good one.
Okay. Start over here. What's your total?
It was an 18 until it rolled to a 2, so it's a total of 4.
4? Okay.
It jiggled 20, on the 18 for a while.
20?
Dirty 20. Filthy 20.
And Becky?
3. I got 21.
21? Okay. I
feel like I'm going to kill
Marquise?
17.
17. And
I first rolled a 21, and then I rolled a 10.
So you guys beat my DC by 5.
Okay. Woo. So there's only going to be 5 guards that are going to kill you.
I imagine that what happens with me and Becky is that...
she's bitching at you to let go of your ear?
Yeah, and then... And then Poppy starts growling, making that cat angry growling that noises at Becky. Like, leave mom alone.
No, I am bitching at her, but now I'm like, no, pull the ears down.
I love it. All right, so... Through some help from Asher and Marquis, you guys are able to wind through back alleys and avoid groups of guards that you see. There's group 4 guards that are that you see every once in a while rush by on the main street. So you see them. They are actively looking somebody, probably here. So you see quite a few of the gardens, those of you that are from the city, so you two know that the trolls are definitely spread out more so normally because they always have somebody with them that can perform sendings, and in a city that's dense, that's super important. So if somebody dies and it's not reported, they just kind of do a sending in an area to make sure that no unsent go rogue. It takes you guys the better part of, I would say, an hour to find out the cubby hole.
Yeah. It's been a while. I don't think Marquis and I have been here.
Yeah.
Just know about it.
Yeah. You kind of, have to coerce a couple of people telling you where the cubby hole secret back entrance is. We talking,
Gotta really lay into them.
We have to hook them up with some
sweet talk.
Some sweet talk,
like, yeah.
Yeah.
Change or something.
Like a silver tongue. You just need to I'm not very charismatic, so.
So you guys do find the back entrance to this rather shady looking establishment. It is one of those entrances where you are going to go downstairs.
You always go down when you go in the cubby hole.
Yeah. But there is a massive, minotaur standing guard at the door. He has this massive great axe, on top of his back, and he has, one, golden ring on one of his horns, and he has, a ring through his nose, and he is dressed in, and not clothes to get by on the streets, but a lot of his chest is bare, hooves are bare,
arms are bare. Just decided a lot about Ash.
It's really interesting.
And he's kind of glaring at folk that are kind of coming and going, so he's just kind of posted up, leaning a little bit with his arms crossed, and he now notices your guard, or you guys coming down the alleyway, and he's eyeballing you as you get closer.
Where are the bears at?
Are you going up to him and asking where the bear's at?
Mm-hmm. I'm still holding your arm, and I'm dragging.
Oh no, what? Get it. This isn't for you. This is Becky.
I'm holding my ear, my ear's down, and one ear down, and I'm holding Poppy like this with the other.
And he just kind of snorts a little bit, and he kind of points with his head just a little bit, a little nod to the door.
Okay, I'm gonna drag. Can we rest? That bear.
He looks a little confused. This minotaur stands at the door, and you try to go for the doorknob, and he immediately takes his axe and swings it at the ground, so you can't go through the door.
Hey, maybe. Wait. And I hold my hands out. I put Poppy down, and I hold my hands out, and I drew Kafta a bouquet of roses, and I hand it to him.
He takes it, and he studies it for a second, and he kind of snorts.
So this smells really good.
He puts it up in his ear, and he says, "You have to pay."
Oh.
But thank you.
Oh. I give him a gold coin.
He takes your gold coin.
Is that enough?
Puts it in his pocket. For you?
With me? Okay.
Where did you get your gold coin? Did you just get it from your purse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know where else it would be.
I'm not going to remind you of something.
I will ask for the bag that we had all our stuff in. I'm going to start digging around there and see if we have any gold, because we were supposed to get from Joker.
Adele is trying to pull away from your hand. You manage to get a paw in there, and you like feel around a little bit, and it's a small bag. Like, I'm talking like pouch size. But you're able to kind of get a part of your paw in there and dig around, and you don't feel anything at first, but then like you suddenly think, pretty sure he told us that he was going to give us money for that job. And all of a sudden, you have some gold coins in your hand.
How many do I have in my hand?
Let's say you have about 20.
Oh.
Okay.
Pretty light.
How'd you do that?
I just knew we were supposed to get money, so I felt for some money, and now I have money. Cool.
You reach in, about 20 coins as well.
I take the whole thing and shove it in my top. I look around, no one can know we have this.
I will put a gold coin in between my fingers and just, I'll take the other 15 out, and I'll splay them to the Minotaur. Will this get us in?
Yeah.
I will.
Do you just look like armor? Are you walking up to this bar?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
He takes your hand and puts him in his pocket, and then digs his axe out of the ground and puts it back.
Does anybody were here?
Me and Andrew.
Money.
Are you reaching in the... What's the amount that you're thinking? One gold coin pops in your hand.
One monies.
He takes it, puts it in. He puts it in a different pocket. Then
that was a tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of reaches for the door, knocks on it a couple times in kind of a dun 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 dun, and then the door opens when he comes. Go on in.
Enjoy your flower.
Thanks, ma'am.
Shoving you in. You gotta go find the bin.
So, you guys go inside the door. It is, right now it's about mid-afternoon, but you are going down into a very darkened area. Like, the stairs themselves are lit by candlelight, like, not even magical light, like you've seen in the streets, but candle light, so very dim, covered lights. You can hear quite a commotion going on as you get further and further down the stairs. You see that there is another Minotaur, very similar looking to the one up top. He, however, has a giant scar going down the side of his cheek and has a gold ring on his other horn. This one actually has a maul on his back. He's wearing even less. He's got this crossband of leather and a leather kilt. But he is sitting at the bottom of the stairs, and he opens the bottom door for you.
I give him.
Give him flour?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Where are the bears at? We're looking to wrestle a bear.
He looks like he's about to raise his hand, and then it's like, he looks at Din's size, and he's like, points inside. So the rest of you are going. the immediate thing that hits you is that it's hot down here. It's hot, it's dark, you can hear quite raucous. There seems to be like some upbeat music going, but there's also quite a few people that are sitting around in the center of the what looks like to be an open floor. And they are cheering at something like down below.
Maybe that's where the bears are. Let's go see. Okay.
Go ahead and make me a perception check.
Both of us?
Sure. Why not?
Can I get a page advantage?
Yeah.
Or what's your
No, you know what?
Same.
Oh. I'm gonna have you roll separate.
Okay. 3.
Okay.
9.
9? You're looking everywhere for an actual bear. There's none on this floor. You look around, you're looking for actual bears for Din, but then you notice that the majority of this club is, like, half naked, wearing leathers and mostly male.
I look around, and then I kind of look down at me, because I am also not wearing a lot of clothing. Makes sense.
It is more bad.
You're wearing too much clothing. Well, I mean, look at me. Look at them. Especially that one, who isn't wearing any clothing. Hmm. Oh, my. Oh.
No, they're all dressed. Okay. There's no nudity here on the floor.
Okay. Gotcha.
But it's close.
So, I think that you're wearing too much warm in here. You could get heat struck. Actually, I look back at all of our friends. You're all wearing too much clothing. It's warm in here.
Full armor.
Yeah,
right. I had to keep it so warm in here, because then everyone could wear more clothing. But clothing is really restricting.
You all of a sudden hear this, like, cheering, like, all of a sudden, like, a loud rupture of cheering from the people that are in the circle around the middle of the room.
I want to go see. I wander away.
The dude's going with you, apparently. Is anybody else going?
We will follow. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right. The rest of you following, too?
Oh, no. The out-of-towners.
Huh?
The out-of-towners are...
out-of-towners don't know what they're doing?
Yeah.
Just watching them?
No, I'm probably like, just, like, from a distance.
Okay.
It's kind of one of those, like, I just want to see where this goes.
Yeah, right. we probably know a little bit of what's going on, and we're just like, oh, crap.
Yeah. As you guys get to the center of the ring, you are able to kind of push past, like, quite a few burly gentlemen. And finally able to see...
touched all of them softly. A
couple of them have, like oil. They're boiled up, and they're kind of showing up.
And slick. Push them
You now see that in the center of this area, there is a pit that goes down, and there is a dirt floor underneath, and the first thing that catches your eye is that there is a very large, very built, very, I don't want to say older, but probably in his late 30s, early 40s. A little bit of pepper gray flex throughout his hair.
I don't like what you consider older.
Huh?
I don't like when you use the word older and then those numbers.
But yeah, he is a little bit older, but he is massive. Like, he's got these rippling muscles, and he's got this ponytail that's tied back. He has a studded belt, like, across his chest, and he's wearing this long kilt, and people seem to be cheering for him. And he is... he looks human, but there is something different about him. His hair is mostly white, except for a little couple of flecks of, like, blonde, almost, in it. And very long, like I said, pulled back in a ponytail. And he is across from this giant grizzly bear.
Din, it's the bear.
It's the
okay. I push my way forward and I raise both of my hands and I go, excuse me.
Nobody hears you. They're all cheering for this guy as he's like circling the bear with his bear fist.
Or maybe after he's done, you
can after he's done. I want to see him do it.
Oh. I look around. Does anyone look like an official? a business owner?
No. Oh. No.
Okay, but just wait. And then we'll ask the man wrestling the bear.
I want to see him do this.
Okay, me too. He was beautiful.
Fingers crossed he doesn't fuck the bear.
So, yeah, you see as this bear like comes and swipes, but he just kind of stands there and lets the bear like scrape him across the chest. And you see as he like, as that bear like scrapes him across the chest, he just kind of smiles a little bit. And then he takes one giant fist and, like, pops the bear on top of the head because he is standing over the bear. And the bear goes down, like, flat on all fours, does that funny, like, tongue sticking out the side thing. And then it starts to, like, make the sound as it, like, gets, like, back up on its feet. And he smiles and starts to, like, do this, like, little bit of a hop step to him. And you see as the bear gets up and all of a sudden it starts like his bones start like shifting a little bit and he goes up on all twos and he like is standing like a humanoid would. And you see that he is gaining some muscle in this particular aspect as well. He starts like going for this guy and the crowd is erupting.
What's wrong with the bear? I've never seen bears do that.
Yeah, no.
You still want to wrestle?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So something else is happening, Elspeth, that catches your attention when he does that. When he's doing that kind of shifting. You see a number of fireflies actually like come from nowhere and like form into him, and he gets hit again and he does it again, and this time he starts like sprouting like quill like appendages on his back.
Oh no, I don't think that's good.
Let's keep watching. This is cool,
but that's dangerous. He's using the fireflies.
Oh,
so that's not good.
One of the patrons next to you overhears you and says, "Yeah, that's no normal bear. That's a fiend." For Brutus to fight you.
Oh, Brutus.
What happens with the fiend win?
The fiend's not going to win.
What happens with... Is there a summoner here to send it?
Yeah, Brutus.
This is a summoner?
Well, he's not a summoner. He's a cleric, but...
I like him.
I do, too.
Druidcraft him a flower, too.
He, like, takes it and he's like, okay. And he puts it in his ear.
Loves flowers here.
But you see as this fiend now like starts to like roll and some of the spines actually shoot out upwards towards like your area where you're at, but they are bounced off of something invisible in front of you. You see a ripple of magic. Oh. And then you look and you see as Brutus actually looks like he reaches down and he pulls out these cestus, these giant spiked knuckles. And they are gold and they have the symbol of the church on them. And he knocks them together and they start to glow with a radiant energy. And he just like does a couple of quick hits into the bear's abdomen and then like Doryukens him. And the bear falls down, and the fireflies start to fly out. And he just, like, holds his fists up, and his muscles are flexed, and everybody is cheering for him.
Me too, very loudly. Huh. I even let go of both of my ears so I could clap.
Can you clap your ears?
No, I don't think so.
Shake them.
So you guys in the back of the crowd just all of a sudden see...
Oh, boing! She got a body boner.
But yeah, you see, it's like there have been people that placing bets and everything. Most of them are winners because they picked Brutus.
I pull on the arm of the person who talked to me. Excuse me?
Yes.
Trying to fight one of those bears?
You're going to have to talk to Brutus.
Can I get a meeting with Brutus?
He'll be at the bar in a few minutes.
So he's a drink? Yes. Okay, thank you. What's your name?
My name's Mel.
It's nice to meet you, Melvin. You know so much. You're very helpful.
Thanks.
I like you. Let's go get a drink.
Let's go find a bear.
So you now see as, you look in the pit before you leave and you see Brutus as he's like holding his hand, against his chest and like suturing up the lilies himself. And he puts his cestus back, on his belt. And then like the pit is, it's like this on the sides. He just like walks up them and pops out.
Oh, I like you.
Everybody, when he gets out, are, like, trying to touch him and, you know, trying to talk to him and everything. He's like, yeah. And he's like, just, I'm going to get a drink. There's a lot trying to talk to him. Are doing a little bit of fawning over him as well. There's a couple of women in here that you do notice, but they don't seem to be fawning over him at all.
Nothing seems unusual to me because it's all new to me.
Fair enough. But yeah, he does make his way to the bar and he, like, they have a special seat for him, like, in the corner. So it's kind of roped off. One of the minotaurs that you notice at the bottom, he actually goes and sits next to him so people can't bother him.
I go bother him.
And the minotaur, like, stops you.
Would you like a flower?
You already gave me one.
Would you like an old one?
He takes his hand and like puts it like on his belt.
Good choice. I want to talk to the Brutus man.
Everybody wants to talk to Brutus.
Wait.
Give him a couple minutes. He's having a well earned.
My friend wants to wrestle a bear.
And that actually like gets Brutus's attention. He like looks over at this tiny little area and is like, you want to wrestle a bear?
Yeah. We've been looking all over the city for bears. They kept telling us about a circus. This isn't a circus, obviously, but we saw a bear.
There's lots of bears here.
Yes, but, well, I only saw the one you're fighting, and that's the one that she wants to wrestle. Something like that.
Oh. I mean, you're in the wrong place.
There was a bear here.
Well, they're figuring it out.
But there was a... There was a bear.
That was a fiend.
Well,
that looked like a bear.
Well, where do you go to those at? Yeah.
I mean, you find a fiend and you drag it in. And...
Okay, well, wait, so that she can wrestle a fiend.
Hold on. Why would I let you wrestle a fiend in my pit?
Well, we don't have to do it here. I just want to
do it up there.
Okay. Yeah. Where can we find a bear?
Fiend. There's a forest.
What kind of bears do you meet?
And he kind of, like, looks over to the minotaur that's sitting next to him and then, like, looks all around the room. Do you know where you're at, honey?
My friend said that it was the bear pit. Bear den.
It's the cubby hole.
Cubby hole. Yeah. And that there were bears here.
There is. There's one. He looks over and he's like, yeah. And he like points to this human that's fairly large and fairly hairy, and he is kissing another gentleman like up against the wall. And
it's like they're very happy. I don't want to disturb.
Oh, I get it. They like each other. No wonder they weren't looking at me. Where are the women looking?
Okay.
I don't know. They're definitely you. Oh.
We are at the wrong place for a bear.
No, we're at the right place for bears.
Not the kind of bear she wants.
Probably not, no.
Didn't mention a forest.
closer to bears. What is this? Is it like a big rectangle or whatever?
Yeah, a rectangle with a circle in it.
So I feel like Asher would probably have walked up to the bar while this is happening and just go order a drink.
Okay.
And then once he gets his drink, would just go like find their corner to like hunker down in and just watch.
Yeah, I mean, you can find a corner close enough where you can sort of overhear conversation that these two are having.
He just wants to relax and like rest. He like needs to take a rest.
Yeah.
So he's just going to be like, let's chill out here.
Do you have rooms here that we can rent?
This isn't my establishment.
Do you know if there are rooms here?
You can ask the bartender. And you look and there's a Goliath behind the counter, like cleaning mugs and serving drinks.
Place where we can sleep?
Yeah, we've got some rooms.
It's been a very stressful day.
He's looking at you, a female, asking for a room, and he's like, yeah, okay.
There's all these bolts.
Well, there's more than me and her and those two over there. Him over in the corner. Oh, and that guy.
That's quite a party.
Well, I don't know if they all fit in one room.
I just want to come to party and play, though.
No. No, probably not. Okay.
He's like, we got a room that'll fit everyone.
You do?
Yeah.
Perfect. We just need some sleep for the night.
What do you do? He kind of smiles and says, it's going to be 2 gold for the night.
I reach into my boom. Should I think about 2 gold?
Yeah, you managed to pull 2 gold.
It's magic.
He takes the gold and looks over and he finds a key, and it's, it's a metal key, except for the key itself has like this small chain on it that has a bear on it.
So, quite right. Thank you. Do you have food?
We can have something delivered to you.
Yes. Perfect. We got rooms. We got one room.
You got room?
We got one room. He said that was big enough for all of us. So. I also learned today more that than humans one can be bears.
Yeah, I know many of druids that turn into bears.
Oh, yeah, me too. Mm. I don't think that's what he meant. Unless
you turn into a bear?
No. I'm a summoner.
Oh. Can you summon a bear?
No. Well, maybe, but not yet.
Huh.
I don't
know what this is. If we have a room, we should probably get out of sight so that if someone comes looking in the bars, they don't see us out in the open.
But I paid them not to tell them we're here.
Okay. The guards could pay them to tell them we're here. Can I? I'm going to stand on a stool since I'm short, and then I want to scan the room to see if I see any guards or authoritative figures.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Perception, that's going to be 22.
22? You look around, scanning, the only authoritative figures here that you're seeing are all of the staff for this, which you can tell because all of them are wearing like these leather kilts, black leather kilts. So they are all kind of posted up in different areas, kind of watching the establishment. But it doesn't really look like there's any city guard in here. You do notice, however, over at the other tables, you notice that there are 2 females that are kind of like looking at you and kind of whispering to each other.
What kind of females?
The first time Travis has asked that.
Right.
What do they look like?
Kind of female. One of them is a human, and the other one is actually an elf.
Okay. Are they staring at us or me particularly?
Well, they're staring at you.
Oh. Okay.
You see them kind of like talking to each other, and then you see them kind of smile at you.
Okay. Oh. Okay. And I kind of like. I'm going to tell the group, okay, we need to get out of here. let's go to the room.
I look up because I'm tall and I can probably see above everyone, and I'm like, what were you looking at?
Just some people that I think are trying to be friendly.
Where?
Oh my god.
Just a couple of snakes.
In the room.
Just look around.
Yes. In our room. Go now. There's bear there, too. We can arrest them.
There are bears here. I asked.
Oh, no. It's a secret bear.
Bear in the cave.
It was a bear in the cave. Okay, let's go look just in case.
So you guys are going back in this long hallway, then. And there's one room at the end of the hallway. The room itself has this iron motif of a looks like a heart has been like a heart is full. The other half has like a gentleman like doing one of these poses on the other half.
Huh. Does the key go directly in his junk hole?
It does
now.
In his little pussy.
Oh, this is not going to be good for kids.
That was
not kid friendly.
Yeah. It's all right. That setting is automatically set to no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I marked all of our podcasts as explicit. I don't trust any of you to do like family friendly.
Didn't we attack children in episode one?
Yes. Yeah, we did.
Door.
They had it coming.
Because I have the key.
Do you like supporting artists? Do you like nerdy things like Dungeons & Dragons? Then Co-op Creations SD is the store for you. You can find adorable dragons, menacing mind flayers, and jealous jelly cubes to accompany you on your adventures. Need a way to safely transport your math rocks? Then their homemade dice bags will keep your click-clacks warm. Stop on by their Etsy page soon, as stock is limited.
Yep, you open the door. It's a very sizable room, and there are a number of carpets is on the wooded floor here. It's very rough, shag kind of carpet, and there's a lot of very big cushions in this room to sit on. But the thing that catches your eye in the back, but definitely center of all of the attention in the room, is this giant round bed.
Oh, we can all sit together on that. It should fit all of us comfortably.
I'm not there. I've been sitting at the bar the whole time.
We invited everyone up.
I've been sitting there just staring at a drink. No.
Marquise was like, no.
Where's Marquise? I don't see him. Back down and look for him. Oh. You guys have the key. I'll give it to you.
There's a number of things around the room that kind of catch your attention. There are some padded shackles. There is also hanging from the ceiling. There is some kind of trap that you out of towners have never ever seen.
Definitely kept bears in here.
Oh, it's a hammock. It's a hammock.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. And then, yeah, there is a number of other instruments around.
The gang stays in its next chamber.
Yeah.
Can I move on?
Seeing some of this and, definitely getting some solid hints from the front room, I think I just kind of unroll a bedroll in a corner.
Move
far away from any implements, devices in the room.
Sure, you have to clear a couple of the bigger cushions out from one of the corners of the areas, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just anything that might have collected a body.
They come up here and press to digitate this place.
Yeah, so they pay someone to spray this place.
I've never thought.
I should have taken that cantrip.
It's spray after playing.
It surprised me it hasn't come up, especially in the last campaign, given the characters we have.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that it came up in the cubby hole. So, Oh boy. All right, so.
I gotta look for more.
Took so long to get to the
Asher would probably just start taking off his, like, armor and probably, like, look around where to put it. And he would just put it in the hammock. Okay.
Seems to be, like, where you would put this.
That's exactly what the things are.
Yeah.
All right.
Torn to sit in the very center of the bed, just like cross-legged.
Very center.
Okay. Their wings all fluffed out.
Does the bed spin? Huh? Can you go and like see if the bed spins? Does it rotate?
Do you?
Yeah, I would like. I would like probably get into like just normal.
Yeah, you're
normal clothes. Yeah. And then I would like
you go over to the bed and you. It takes you a little bit because it's a little bit harder to spin, but then you start getting it going, and then you're all of a sudden you're spinning
around. I'll just start like. See how fast I can get it to go.
Yeah. What?
And this is why Machina.
Yeah. Which one's rolling hot? I think this one was rolling hot. Athletics?
Yep.
It's a 20. No. I think it's only a 19.
19? You still managed to get it spinning at a really decent pace. So
I would jump on. Like, it was like you're, when you're killing your mayor around and you spin it, I would jump on at the end and just see how far we would
dive. Just having some PG fun in an X-rated bed.
I don't know what's going on. This is news to us.
But yeah, luckily, yeah, you jump on and you spin for a good, like, minute and a half before it finally starts to slow down.
I'm feeling lightheaded.
That was awesome, too.
Right, so yeah, you just send them off for another minute and a half. There it is. You get this bed a spinning again.
I told get this bed a rocking and a spinning. Best minute and a half you've ever had.
What are the rest of you doing?
I will come in and take off my robe. And underneath, I don't have a shirt on. I just have like a short sarong essentially on. And I will just like jump on the bed and like just try and stay on as best I can, like claw into the bed if I'm about to fall.
Feathers come out everywhere. Nice cue that it's just feathers fall. It's a music video from the 90s.
Knowing that, he is just a giant cat.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna pay it forward, bitch. I cast dancing lights and make him swirl around his head.
Of course, I gotta, you know, bat those. Get about the lights. Yep. And you guys are now seeing lights above you too. Oh. Well, what do your dancing lights look like?
Oh, they look like little balls of fire. So there's just these fire flames circling his head.
You're right. What are you doing, Ellie, as you see the bed is spinning and lights going?
They look like they're having a lot of fun, but Marquise is missing out, so I'm going to go find him.
You're going to go find Marquise? All right. So
as I close the door, I'm like, don't do it without me. I'll be back.
We just all wave as we circle around.
You get a couple of looks like down the hallway. Just like...
As I close the door, and everyone's going...
faster, Daddy, faster.
She's poking her head out, and I go, don't back to the town.
Smiles a little bit, and starts talking to the person that he's with.
Who is it? Yeah. My show. Two girls, two boys, one dad.
All right, so you step out of the hallway, and you immediately see Murphy sitting at the not a hard figure to spot. In his plague doctor mask. So you find him at the bar, like just staring at a drink in front of him.
I come up next to him and I like boop him on the tip of his doctor mask.
I just look at you.
Are you looking at me? I can't tell because you don't have a face.
I really can mostly just see forward.
Oh, why don't you just take the mask off?
No.
Is it like how when I get nervous I hold my ears and you're nervous of your face so you wear the mask?
Sure. Not the same thing, but I suppose it's the closest way to help.
put my hands on the sides of his face, and I go, I think you're beautiful. It's okay.
Right. You don't know that, but sure.
I'm not talking about you, your face. Just you.
I'm not sure what that means. You don't know
when
me.
When you understand, then you'll take the mask. And then I grab your hand, and I'm like, oh, we're having a lot of fun upstairs.
I just...
Down the hallway, but...
Down the hall. Asher got the bed to spin.
Oh. Oh, no, that's not...
There's weird, like, things hanging from the ceiling, too. Oh, dragging him away.
Are you resisting, Northeast?
I just take the... obviously full drink, because I've not...
Yeah.
And then just, like, hand it to some random person.
Okay. Yeah, they're just like...
So safe to do in a bar. Here's this drink.
Oh, I invited our neighbors to come have fun with us, too.
Oh, this is not going to be...
I maybe should have asked for more food to be sent up.
You probably should have asked for more context.
Context?
Yes.
Why?
You really don't know what's going on here, do you?
No.
Well, you will probably find out a lot of things tonight that you may, well, you probably weren't aware of in the world before.
I like learning new things. Plus, some fun will help me forget what happened today.
I think.
He's like, what implication am I taking?
Yeah. Definitely this show. How do I?
It's very cool. I keep pulling
it. You're getting pulled down the hallway regardless.
I'm not really resisting. I'm just kind of trying to.
So she opens the door and you get your first look at the room. And yeah, sure enough, it looks like what you thought a party room would look like.
I just like touch some handcuffs.
You see now above the bed there is these dancing ball fire, and you see as Din is in the middle of the bed, like kind of flapping the wings, trying to get the bed to spin in one direction. You see it's Asher's like got his foot out now on the side of the bed, like pushing off every once in a while to keep the bed spinning, and you see as Milos is on his back, like pawing at the lights.
I can create.
We found like the worst trick.
I go and I like jump up on the bed in a kneeling position, and I go like this above, and then all of these beautiful multicolored leaves start drifting down all around us.
Really do need some drugs.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, hey, Narc, welcome back.
What did I do?
Not you. Jesus.
Oh. I think I know what you mean.
I doubt it, but... So did you have fun out there?
Me? I just did.
What was your name again, Marquise? So what's your deal anyway? You like work for these people, but you don't? Like, what's your deal?
They're a means to an end, I suppose you could call it. I don't necessarily work for them so much as I work for myself.
So you're self-employed?
Sure.
Okay, so, and you're like some sort of like cure or medicine man or something?
I know various things about chemicals and alchemy. I use it for my studies and for my investigation, research. Some of which is medicine. Others are extremely lethal.
Poison.
Well, not just poison, but some of which, yes. If you know how to save a person, you know how to kill them.
There are folks in the forest who are very poisonous. You might be interested in them.
I probably would. I might have also already encountered some.
But maybe there are new ones.
There very well could be. I've not been to every land yet.
So, ears, like, what's your deal? Like, you seem like you haven't been around a lot.
I've been around for 35 years.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. No, what's your story? Like, never been to, like, a town before? Have you not read a book before?
I read all the time. But towns? Right. No. We lived in isolation for most of my life. Oh, I turn around and I show you my back, which is bare. And there's, like, a full back tattoo of a tree that has, like, these beautiful, like, lights on it in a little, like, hut built into the branches and, like, ropes and ladders all over it. That's my home.
Oh, it's kind of pretty. What's it called?
Home?
What do other people call it?
I don't know.
I think Ash would probably go up and look at it. Just start looking at it and take it in.
Yeah.
It's not a town. It's not anywhere. There's a temple to Garuda there in the base of the tree. But there isn't a town nearby. Maybe there used to be. I don't know. But my
Is that where we have to go? Garuda's in trouble.
No.
Yes.
The main temple is in town.
Here?
No, in the forest. In the main town in the forest.
So is that where we have to go?
Town's name.
What's the town's name? I don't know. Give me a second here. See if you know what? Roll me a history check to see if you would have gone to town.
I did. I would assume that's the town that I went to go get my druid training. But
it was. But let's see if she can remember.
Let's see if she paid enough attention to care. What am I doing? A history check?
Yep.
Okay. 13.
13. It takes you a while to really think about it, because you have not, in a long time, been to it. You failed the test a long time ago, and you had no want and or need to have returned. Kaywood.
Kaywood?
Yes. K-A-Y-W-D.
Kaywood, okay. It's called Kaywood. I haven't been in there for a long time, but that's where Reese was from, and his father is there still.
Do you know how to get there?
I knew how to get there from home.
What about from here?
I didn't come here from there. I came here from home.
Okay. Well, is there a map? Like, I know there's not a lot of maps, but is there of, like, the forest?
I don't have one. I didn't need one.
Maybe we can look in town tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It might be good. I could lead you to my home. I know the way there. It's not that far. Maybe only a couple of days.
And then how far from your home to Haywood?
It took you about 2 days traveling.
Maybe a couple more?
Oh. Although a map would be very useful. I mean, I'm familiar with the Oasis, so this is all new territory for me.
Well, someone has to have a map of Alexandria.
Well,
I'm sure.
I know a person who owns a bookshop that might have knowledge or info of where we could get one if they don't have one.
A bookshop, you say?
Yeah.
Well, we might have to give them a visit in the morning.
I like books.
So what? Well, he actually just went to the bookshop now.
Time for the bookshop.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
We can always help them. Are we coming in clear?
Yeah, you're good.
Oh. Okay.
It's
fine. It wasn't that long, I think.
Okay.
But I don't know, when do we want to leave? When do we want to... When should we go?
We have to wait until tomorrow before we have our pardon, so we probably should wait at least until tomorrow.
Seems fair.
Becky, you feel that slight twinge of magic again, and on one of the cushions in the corner looking awkward, sitting in a giant cushion in his dark robe and mask, his Joker, he says, I think you should gather some information before you travel.
But what kind of information? Also, how did you get here?
Just came in the front door.
Did you lock it?
No. I'm
pretty sure if these doors are locked.
Come at party with us. Oh.
What? They haven't come yet.
Who hasn't come yet?
Our neighbors.
They might have.
I didn't see them.
What
interesting place that you he's like looking around at the bed and all the
I actually recommended it.
Yeah, it looks over you next.
Okay.
Marquis knew the way too, but he's troubled today. All of a sudden.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, never been
certain things about each other.
I've never been here, but my friend has been here and he likes it. His parents own the bookshop.
Oh,
so
the one you're taking us to tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I still want to go to the far plane before we leave town. I could go by myself.
What is this?
Well, because guardians we can.
You can.
Huh?
Those documents are official.
I just want to see someone.
Or an officer?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay. Well,
so
it's a long journey to the north. Where you guys? Supposed to be headed. I would take some time while you're in the cities to gather supplies for a long trip.
We don't have much money.
I paid you, so you should have money. Do you still have some?
This little bag? Sometimes money comes out when I think about it.
Oh, you sweet, sweet innocent child. You know what a haversack is, yes?
Yes. I just find it adorable.
Okay. Well, I did pay you all, so don't say I did.
What is a haversack? I don't understand. I'm
curious, though, as to how much is actually in all of that.
I told you I would pay you 500 gold, and that's what I did.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
There you go.
And all of a sudden you have minus 45 gold.
No, I put my 20 back in there that I took out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so minus 25 for what you've paid so far, plus the 20 that Milo's had taken out.
So 485?
Yeah. I took out 20 and paid 5.
So you have 15 left in your...
Yeah, I took 15 and put it in my...
Okay,
house.
So 485 gold.
Mm-hmm.
I just... Oh, my...
And all the gold's kind of tilting out of your hand because it's 485 gold.
You should put that back. And make sure not to accidentally remove it again.
Put it all in the...
Okay.
Wait, but this is a lot of money.
Yes?
Do we all want money? Do we want you to just keep it in this bag?
It's easier to just keep it there.
Yeah, and just don't let anyone at all ever know you have
it. I'm going to put 485 gold into my inventory. Everyone know that's our gold.
You can also add a handy haversack to your inventory.
Inventory.
It is a magical item.
So here's a question, Joker. We helped you with that whole race problem. Why are you still here? What's your gain out of this?
Well, you're an interesting bunch of folks. I mean, warriors of light in this day and age. Interesting.
I don't know what that
means. Right. You know, you have a funny way of never answering our questions.
What does it mean to be a warrior?
You're going to have to decide that yourself.
Okay. Well,
because she doesn't answer Becky's question.
Comfortable.
It's probably because you're on a spinning bed and you have to keep training your neck to talk to me.
Do you want to join us?
That'll do it, yes.
I'm fine.
No, that's not why I'm uncomfortable. I used to hang upside down from trees.
What?
What does that have to do with anything?
For a very long time.
Okay. Anyway.
It's very fun.
That's a lot to... Okay, so... What is for you to gain out of these... any of us?
Information. Mostly. I mean, how many times does a scholar get to study the Warriors of Light within an age?
I still don't know what that means.
Again, you'll have to figure that out yourself. We've never read about the Warriors of Light in ages past.
I have, but I'm not a hero. I don't want to help save people.
We've already started, so...
Well, but that's not... That was supposed to be Reese's job.
Well, he's kind of doing his own way of doing that as well.
He doesn't travel the world like he wanted to.
needs to be summoned by hundreds of thousands of summoners the world over.
It's the same. It's not him anymore.
Partially. It really is. As you drink from one of the random bottles, like decanters of wine that are within the room.
This doesn't taste good.
Very alcoholic.
I feel sick.
This grape juice is fermented.
Kind of looking in silence at all of it.
I want you to leave.
I can hug it.
Are you hurt? Jeez.
Well, I was going to answer any other questions, but I guess if you want me to leave, I'll leave.
Yes, please.
He stands up from his pillow and opens the door, and you see a couple of half-elves, one that you had seen poking around the door there, like, basically in just leather undergarments, and so, they're standing at the door.
Are you here to have fun with us?
And they're kind of smiling. They're, like, all, like, oiled up and like, looking around the room. And Joker's like, excuse me, but I had my fun. And squeezes past them.
You can play charades. I don't know. Right about it.
And they look over at the ladies in the room, and they're kind of like, never really done it in front of anybody or any women before.
We leave.
No, actually, why don't you two leave?
Oh, well, we were invited to have some fun.
She didn't know.
I'm sure you were. But we don't want none of your tweaky ass bullshit up in here. True.
My friend Becky is not feeling well. Well, maybe a rain check.
They both look like stupid, and they're like, and they like leave in a huff.
Becky, it's not polite to be rude.
You didn't want their fun. Did we distribute personal items from the bag yet?
Yeah, I gave everybody back their stuff.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll say, I suggest you have your little fun and then, like, settle down for the night. Something tells me tomorrow's going to be a big day. And I'm going to prop open my book and start reading.
Okay.
Anyone else can sleep on the bed with us, too. It's very large. Like, unnecessarily so. And round.
A lot of small pillows.
It's a lot of pillows.
That have been flung off now that the bed has reached a speed that probably...
They're nice is decorative pillows, too.
Satin pillows, like...
I'm going.
You going to sleep?
Yes. I take off my dress, and I'm just wearing, like a undergarment or whatever,
okay.
Whatever they're called. It's like silk. Throw my dress where you threw your armor.
Because yeah, in the sling.
Clothes go.
Yeah.
Where the outerwear goes.
Yeah.
And I crawl under the pile of blankets and the pile of pills? Pillows. And Poppy just on top of the whole mound of pillows just curls up into a ball.
Okay. Din, are you falling asleep as well?
No, I guess. Toss shit in the...
In the
sling, yeah. The sling is where you beat the armor.
Pile of armor on
me. All right, Becky's reading. Are you
sprawled on the bed?
What are you doing?
I think I'm probably, after you wrapped your dance blanket and trip, you should probably focus on reading.
Yeah, I got bored of that.
Yeah. I am probably laying out my bedroll and probably just playing with my tail just to keep myself entertained. Because I'm like, oh, I don't have any dancing lights. I guess I'll just play with my tail.
I shift the leaves that are falling above the bed over to on top of Milos.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll play with those.
I see that he looks bored. He's not enough to play with. He's like, sleeves.
Right.
Asher, do you want to join us? Use your car keys. Plenty of bed space.
No. That's... No.
Why?
I don't really know the right answer to that question.
I'm confused.
More space for us?
Is it because you're male? Because I Reese and I shared a bed when you stayed over.
Yeah, that's... No, it's fine.
Asher?
I went a little bit. He would probably go over and find like some pillows, like in the corner, and he's going to take out a sword and like just start looking at it. It's probably the first time he's ever to like
sit down
and look at it, and probably just like chill with it for a bit. And then after that, he would probably take out like his journal, and he's going to start sketching things that he sees, and like starts writing about his day and what the shit's going on, and like he starts like drawing people. And then when he would get tired, he'd probably go over and like lay on the bed, but like not next to you guys, but like there.
I think as soon as you lay on the bed, we're probably already asleep, but Poppy will like notice you and get up and come like curl on top of your chest. Start purring. Aggressive purrs.
Yeah.
Maybe like
it's a lot of like
do some like aggressive kneading to get comfy too.
Poppy kinda slightly glows like a nightlight.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a little bit warm.
I like that.
You've made a friend.
It's a mutual like.
Mm-hmm. Marquise, are you doing anything to pass the time?
Yeah. I guess just given what I have on me, I want to try and study that vial of corruption.
Okay.
And see if maybe I can find a way to use its properties for another mixture or recreate it.
You have absolute on you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me a medicine check.
Where are my numbers? Oh, that's only a 10.
So you're able to break down the properties that this is something that eats away at biological components, making them to the point where their natural healing isn't going to take over. But without your lab equipment, you're not sure how you could reproduce this into anything useful here. Mm-hmm. But you have a better understanding, which will give you advantage on your medicine check when you go to make some. Remember that.
Okay.
How are you staying up, or are you finding a corner to fall asleep?
I'll probably find a corner. I want to actually try and wake up early.
Okay. So you head to sleep. Becky, how late are you staying up reading your book?
I'll probably just stay up for like an hour or so.
Alright. So, you stay up a little bit later than Marquise does, as he finds a corner and hunkers down. He's playing with his alchemist kit while you were reading, and then finally put it away and is now hunkering down, probably asleep. You can't tell with the mask on. And just as you get to a certain chapter, I want you to go ahead and make me an arcana check.
Okay. 13.
Suddenly the words on the page become blurred, and suddenly they start to dance around a little bit, and you're like, am I getting a headache? And you start kind of trying to scoot through it, and then all of a sudden you hear a voice in your head say, You look up from your book for just a second, and you see a familiar 5'10", about 200 pounds, dark-skinned woman with gray afro and one eye covered, standing in front of you for a brief second. She says, take the black.
This is impossible.
She's gone.
I think I kind of like rest my book on my lap and kind of like look down and just kind of shake my head a little bit and decide I need to tuck in for the night.
All right. So you're all asleep. Becky, in the middle of the night, you start having dreams, fever dreams. What is the black? What is it? And then suddenly it feels like something's watching you.
I look around, I guess, in my dream or whatever state I'm in.
So you kind of keep your eyes open. The light has been, besides Poppy, who is giving off a very slight glow from the bed, the room is pitch dark for the most part. suddenly you kind of look around to see where everybody is, and you see a pair of yellow eyes staring at you, cat-like eyes, staring at you through the darkness.
I conjure up just one of my dancing light and like kind of shoot it in that direction to see what it is.
So they're standing on 2 feet. Is a very skinny black cat with a white belly, white paws, small little golden crown on the tip of its tail. Hello, Mort.
Who are you?
My name is Kate-Sit.
Say that again.
My name is Kate-Sit.
Kate-Sit?
Kate-Sit.
Kate-Sit.
D-A-I-T and then S-I-T-A.
Okay. And what the hell are you doing in our bedroom?
We aren't in your bed.
I start looking around, like...
And as you look around, like, the image kind of wavers, like you're looking at an illusion.
Okay. I'll bite. What do you want?
Well, you're reading my book, so I assume you wanted something from me. Rather, my mates.
Well, yeah, I want power.
Power you shall have, if you take the black.
Yeah, I heard that tonight. What does that even mean?
Black is a long and lost ancient art that the warriors of darkness used a long time ago to conjure destructive magics of untold power through the use of the war.
Well, that's interesting. How do I take the black?
You make a pact, my master, right now.
Who's your master?
My master is the king of all void creatures, Diabolus.
Okay. Well then, how do I meet him?
Come with me.
I guess I get up in this fugue state and...
As you the pillows that you were laying on just kind of scatter and burst into these dark kind of cloud-like pictures. So this whole illusion that you're standing in, anywhere you step is like stepping in fog that dissipates the illusion.
And I cautiously but purposefully take slow steps towards him.
He gets on all fours and starts kind of darting around like cats, like from side to side, and you hear his voice, "Amor, don't stray."
I try and keep up.
As you do, feels time is weird here. The whole illusion of the room is gone, and you are now traveling down this inky black corridor. It seems like you're on some kind of ship, massive in scale. And Kate-Sit leads you down a corridor and up a long winding stair. Until finally, you arrive in front of a giant wrought black iron throne, depictions of devil's faces contorted in pain. And you hear Kate-Sit just kind of give this low cue meow and looks back at you and says, "My master comes. Bow."
Okay.
And as you do, there is a familiar twinge of magic. Go ahead and roll me an arcana check.
That's going to be a 19.
18. It feels almost exactly like when Joker appears suddenly. And you see now, sitting before you, a devil-like figure on the throne, black and red in color, just a very grotesque and sharp-pointed face, teeth bare. And he looks intrigued at you, but bored, as he sits there with his chin on his hand, and he says, "Another mortal seeking power from petty places. Why did you ruin my life?"
"Because I wanted the power to hurt someone."
"I don't give power to hurt just one person."
"It's the power to even the odds, to make things more fair."
"My power makes things one side. My power is destruction, down to the last atom."
Okay.
If you can handle that power.
Absolutely. I've been through hell and back. Show me what you got, big guy.
Not even close. And he points down at K-Sith. K-Sith kind of does a circle in your legs, you know, like a cat brushing up against you. And then you see as it flips its tail and the tiny little crown that's on the end of it kind of rolls off. And as it does, you see this sheet of paper. And it takes the crown back on its tail, and the sheet of paper rolls out, and the Abolus says, sign the contract, you dare, but know that I expect great things.
Oh, I promise you it. I take up the contract, I read it, because I ain't a dumb bitch. anything like soul taking or like fly like claims or anything like that?
Nothing like that. Basically, what in legalese to say is that the signer is guaranteed all destructive powers that their body can contain for the return of one favor to be called upon at a later date.
Okay, whatever. Seems worth it. And I sign.
You pick up the quill, this black feathered quill, and as you do, it stings your hand as you start to sign, and you see that blood is running down to the tip of the quill from your hand. But it's pain that you're used to. Nothing too terrible. Not like other things that have happened in the past. But you sign, and the Abolus with his free finger snaps his fingers, and the contract disappears from in front of you. He then takes his clawed hand above his head, and you see as a swarm of bats begin to fly around his hand and form like a congealed ball of darkness above him, and he throws it at you. And you are consumed in this ball of darkness. It lifts you up off of the ground. And you feel power. Massive power. But also massive pain. As your body starts to burn. And you see as these runic inscriptions are now running down the length of your arms and your back and your chest and your legs. It is an abyss. Which I don't know if you speak.
I do not.
Okay. But yes, these are being inscribed into your flesh in black ink. So it finally sets you down, and he says, "I shall call upon you today to perform a great deed. You will answer."
I'm calling, Big Daddy.
He waves you away, and you suddenly, like, sit up in the room, and you look now. Everything seems to be just as you had left it. And by the small light of Poppy, you see that this was no mere dream. You do have these markings etched in your flesh.
Oh, wasn't counting on that. Ugh. I had perfect skin.
Do you settle back down?
It's kind of hard to. I think my mind is kind of reeling a little bit. It's I'm definitely fitful for a while, I think, before exhaustion just takes me.
Okay. So it finally does take you. Marquise, you hear a little bit of rustling coming from Becky, and you kind of wake up a little bit. But then it's nothing. She's just tossing in her sleep. You feel like you're being watched.
How dark is it in here?
The only light is dim light coming about 10 feet out from...
Okay, so I can see because I have dark vision.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I see anything? Like, does it, like, maybe even, like, almost a shadow that's
Go ahead and make me an investigation check.
Oh, why did I fucking close that?
Close your character sheet?
Yeah, I've been dealing with stupid fucking Wi-Fi problems all night. Oh, it's probably not very good. Come on. Investigation... 14.
14? So there's no shadows or anything moving around. Everything in the room seems to be as it should be. I mean, the clothes on top of the swing kind of give you a pause for a second because it kind of looks like a person for a second. You're like, that's right. That's there. But then all of a sudden, like, you're in one of the corners of the room. You still feel that gaze upon you, and you look down at the wall, and there is a little hole in the wall, and you see that there are two eyes, like, looking through it at you from Rob in another room.
So I'd like to. I just thought of something I can do here.
I mean, I thought something you could do too.
I'm gonna kind of like, how close am I to them?
What?
How close am I to these?
So they haven't really noticed you, but they are looking at you. Okay. Like they haven't noticed that you're awake because obviously your face is covered.
Right.
They can't really tell as you were just kind of sitting there like. Still, Dave is kind of looking around the room.
Sign it. Fucking hate. Okay, I'm just going to turn over here because I multi-fact is such a pain in the ass sometimes. Damn, it's not ranged. Okay. What do the eyes look like?
They look like they might be just humanoid.
Okay.
And you hear some whispering, like coming from the other room. The hole.
All right. So I want to get up, but like not make it obvious that I'm going over to them. So kind of just like sort of stumble around. I kind of look like, oh man, I'm just like trying to think right now, and slowly work my way over there.
The closer that you get, the better you can hear.
Yeah.
The speaking. Go ahead and make me a check.
Natural 20.
Whoa. So, just kind of wandering around the room, and the eye definitely kind of following you because they don't seem to notice, but you hear them whisper,
so close. Oh, God. Oh, God, fans. All right. I couldn't be that guy. So, as I sort of kind of get close enough. I apologize to everyone in the room.
You just look around and say,
I cast light in the eye hole.
And you hear like a scream come from the other side as all of a sudden the person on the other side is blinded.
I grab a pillow, half asleep, from the bed, and I chuck it across the room at Marquise.
Go ahead and make me a range attack.
Oh, God.
I just like to say that's not proper glory hole etiquette. And that is quite rude.
I don't know what my range detect.
It'd be your dex mod and don't be your
proficiency mod?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus 20.
Natural 20.
Yes. So she pelts you with a pillow on the back of the head, one of the throw pillows, and like it's got some English on it, so it, like, makes you stumble for a couple of steps.
I'm tired, so my ears aren't even up. They're just there on their own, just droopy, and I just glare at you through the bright light.
Oh, your ears are down, and you're not even holding them. I grab the pillow and stuff it against the wall.
Okay.
I disable light, and I'm going to walk out of the room.
Where are you going?
Just go back to sleep.
Where are you going?
Next door. Fuck him. Fuck him up.
Stuff next door. I like follow.
You should not help
him. Definitely still following.
Oh, alright, so Kelly's following you through the next room.
Fine.
What are we doing in the next room?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to, like, I'll knock on the door.
And then all of a sudden you hear, like, hush whispering going and, like, a bunch of, like, scattering.
You have to tell them you want to play with them.
No. No, it is not at all.
Marquise would like to play with you.
No. We know you're in there.
Marquise wants to play.
Why are you saying these things?
You just hear from the other door. You have fun to hear it. You hear from the other door, or from the other side of the door, like you perk your ear up a little bit, and you hear the hush going. You hear them say, "She wants to come in."
Oh my God.
Oh, they're excited. You'll like Marquise. He's very kind.
Is he?
You see the door kind of cracks open just a little bit.
It's not nice to spy on people.
Oh, you were spying?
No, it just, you know, it's a cubbyhole.
Yes, I do know that.
Well,
Marquise brought me here.
We didn't know that he would be here. He's so close.
Oh, boy.
Are you famous?
He's been over that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yes, I'm just with you, so I understand.
Do you have treat?
What?
And you hear them, like, close the door, and, like, you hear a hush, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And, like, all of a sudden they crack the door open again, and they like, instead of part, you actually see a small tome of, like, soft crimes. It looks to be, like, biography on the crimes that's... there's like a imprinted picture of Marquise's mask on the front of it.
You want a book?
No, it's not a book by him. It's a biography, it says.
Excuse me, where did you get that book on?
At the bookstore.
We're going there tomorrow, Marquise.
Could you have him sign this? They look at you.
Yeah, I put my hand on your shoulder and I like tap you. Look at them, your book. They're so kind.
They look at you and they're like, please? We're sorry.
Oh, you have to promise not to look at us when we're sleeping. That's not nice.
We won't. Give me signs.
Give me the book.
Allie's the one that has it now, so.
Okay. I sign it.
And they, like, wait for you to sign it, and then, like, pull the hand out the door.
Yeah, I'll hand it to them. And as I go to reach, just kind of do that, like, tuck back. Seriously. No more.
Absolutely.
All right.
Can we go back to bed now?
You hear them as they take it. They lock the door, and you hear two very high screech, like, squeals.
Pull my ear down. They're very happy.
Just don't listen to it.
You can't not listen. I've got good hearing. Oh, somebody's doing selected? Something very naughty next door.
He's slapping flesh on flesh. Some cries of pain slash pleasure down the hall.
Oh no, they're enjoying it.
Oh, don't worry, they're just
fighting eating dough.
So do you guys go back in your room?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know you were that famous. There's a book about you. I must read it.
There are probably a few.
I'll get all of them. Mother would like copies too. She loves true crime.
Oh my God, did you ever shut up?
Becky, you're really good. Did you know Marquise is famous?
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
About him. More than one.
Yeah, yeah.
By this
yeah,
time,
I could write a book about him.
Didn't snore.
Didn't
snore.
Just
snoring.
The world.
Poppy is doing her best to suffocate Asher in his sleep by laying across his whole face.
Perfect.
As any cat.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys hunker down for the night, get a full rest, and that is where we will end this episode.
Oh, puppy whole episode!
Puppy whole episode!
Puppy whole episode!
Oh, man.
Thanks for watching. Tune in next time. Like, subscribe, comments. Buttons, comments.